right here out of St. Louis. Chesterfield, Missouri, near St. Louis. And it is, well, it's the New York Times as well, I think. A dealer's big bet is on the line as Hummer falls from favor. Now remember, you just heard about the Hummer. The Rockies love it, and they're buying them as fast as they can at full price and fully loaded. In a nation that is just emerging from the 7th century, thanks to us. And the people over there are buying Hummers, they're excited. And here in the world's greatest superpower, the greatest outpost for freedom ever in the world, the same automobile is being tarred, feathered, and destroyed by the Obama administration and the American left. In 2005, Jim Lynch placed a big bet on a big vehicle. He was already a successful Hummer dealer, but he spent $7.5 million on a new 34,000 square foot showroom in Chesterfield, suburb of St. Louis. It says here, wealthy suburb. He even turned 60 acres of Missouri River floodplain into a rough terrain test track with visions of people coming afar to try and buy a Hummer. General Motors cheered him on, he says, telling him he could eventually sell as many as 1,300 Hummers a year, which started more than $30,000, and if you get them fully loaded here, you can spend up to $100,000, not to mention the thousands that many owners spend on accessories. He sold 70 new Hummers a month when he opened the store, but now sees only a handful of customers every month. And that didn't even pay the interest in my inventory, he said. Now I'm lying awake at night trying to think of what I can do with this big, beautiful building. Sales of Hummers overall have fallen so far, 51% last year, the worst drop in the industry. The General Motors is trying to find a buyer for the brand. Without one, the company might close Hummer. An announcement about Hummer's fate may be made today, in fact. For Mr. Lynch and the 379 other Hummer dealers worldwide, however, it'd be a sudden end to a brand that once seemed to have a strong future. Among its staunchest advocates was Bob Lutz, GM's product development chief, who is retiring this year. Shortly after joining GM in 2001, Lutz envisioned Hummer as a global brand that could challenge the rugged image of off-road supremacy of Chrysler's Jeep products. I think Hummer has a lot more potential, even GM knows, Lutz said at the time. It stands for something, that's what people want. But what Lutz didn't know is that this country would elect a president who looks at a Hummer and says, that's not what I want for anybody but me. There was a lot of reason for optimism within the... Anyway, Hummer about to go out of business in the United States. They can't get enough